I'm so delighted to be here today with Dr. Mindy Kantsipper. She's the clinical director within the Division of Hospital Medicine, Bayview Medical Center, Johns Hopkins. Also, Mindy is the assistant professor of medicine within the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. She's the CMO at the Baltimore Convention Center Field Hospital. I'm so excited to talk with you today, Mindy. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Jim. It's great to catch up with you.
Well, it's so great to catch up with you. And I've just been reflecting back. I think we first got introduced, maybe it was 2011. Can you believe it or not? Almost 9 years ago. So you've had a fantastic leadership journey. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But let's quickly cut to the chase. We're in this giant pandemic, and COVID today requires physicians to engage at the table, so to speak. Tell us a little more about the call to action to physicians today, Mindy.
So clearly, we are in a historic pandemic, and physicians need to be at the table. We need to engage. For some folks, that's going to be doing direct patient care on the front lines, but I really encourage anyone with physician training to engage and be leaders. Whether you're looking at policy, supporting your community, there are so many different ways to become involved, and it's really the call to our generation of physicians.
Yeah, for sure. This time requires such a unique take on things. You've told me before that all doctors can be leaders, and you yourself have had a fantastic, exciting leadership journey. Could you tell us a little bit about your trajectory as a leader, and then tell us more, what do you mean by all doctors can be leaders?
Sure. So personally, I did start off my career as a clinician, and I love direct patient care, but embedded in that was teaching and then research, specifically some research on transitions of care, safe transitions of care for hospitalized patients, for breast cancer patients. And at the time, hospital medicine was growing, so I became very involved in physician recruitment and retainment in our practice. So each of these built on and strengthened leadership experience. And I was a medical director, so that gave me some experience with planning and organization. But really, I say all physicians are leaders because residency and training embedded in that is leadership. It's multidisciplinary leadership. It's dealing with decision making under stress. It's learning how to lead by example, and it's learning how to work with a team. So when I say we can engage and lean in, you don't have to have special training or experience. You'll draw on all of your experience, but that's why I know we are equipped to be part of the pandemic response.
Well, that's great. That's fascinating. And, you know, one of the things, in my opinion, one of the many things that I've noticed from the outside looking in that has been a great credit testimonial to you and your success as a leader is that the folks that work for you, that work with you, say they love to work with you, that you're an empathetic leader. You're known to be a leader who gets stuff done. Folks just really feel that you know them and you care for them. So, you know, how do you do all that today in the world, again, of COVID and, let's say, isolation, as well as, let's say, intense partnership? How do physicians take time to care for each other? We know before COVID that burnout and resilience were, you know, top of the agenda for physicians, and then along comes the pandemic. So tell us more. What are your thoughts on all that?
Absolutely. So embedded in any successful pandemic response is going to be built-in time for physical and mental and emotional health. That the only way we're going to be successful is to take care of each other, to spell each other, to rest and return. And if leaders don't set that as a personal example, then you'll send a mixed message. So you can't tell your squad to take care of themselves, but then burn out. So again, looking through the lens of my experience at the field hospital, this was a very complex, quickly built partnership between Johns Hopkins, the University of Maryland, the state of Maryland, and I was asked to engage and said yes, even though it was very intimidating, to come together and stand up a field hospital and then some large public testing events. So I engaged, I leaned in, I used my prior experience and training. I remembered all of the previous times that our hospitals were full or the there was other stress or uncertainty. So you draw on those experience. And then embedded in our culture at the field hospital is wellness, safety, infection control, work-life balance. And so I do think we've been able to sustain our mission for all of these months and the ability to continue to take care of COVID patients there and to do public testing. You can't do it on just adrenaline. You have to have that planning. So that's my journey and my experience. And I think many other physicians are living through similar pandemic projects and responses. So I just want to, you know, thank you for giving me the time to talk about my journey in this year of 2020 and to catch up with you. I think you are a friend to physicians and an excellent mentor to us. And I appreciate the time.
Oh, well, I'm grateful. Thank you for those kind words. And I'm going to put you on the spot and say, Mindy, can we catch up with you again in the near future to learn more about how you're building the field hospital, as we've talked before, kind of like, you know, flying the plane while building it at the same time. So can we check in with you again in the near future?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Well, thanks so much. You're going to wrap up for today. Continued success to you and to your teams, and great work that you're doing in the community as always. Thanks so much, Mindy.
Take care.